Hey, cigar aficionados, King Dude here. At our Founder Trading Post store, right now, we've got great deals for the leisure-loving crusader in you. Of course, we have our world-famous El Rey Dude Corona cigars and are introducing new discounted cigar bundles and cigar accessories, including sample 4-packs from Camacho, Rocky Patel 5-packs, and a 5-cigar travel humidor gift set that comes with a cigar cutter, a torch lighter, and a 5-brand cigar sampler featuring Espinosa, Rocky Patel, and other premium cigars. And the price, drumroll please, just $64.95, a $50 savings. Plus, we've introduced the El Rey Dude Corona Cigar Lancero size in natural and Maduro, our best seller ever. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchases benefit real crusaders, not the Corona hoax, mandatory, mask-wearing ninny creeps at Whole Foods, go to MikeChurch.com/cigars. That's MikeChurch.com/cigars.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, July 13th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Breaking up is hard to do, but Dr. Fauci and the president could be on the outs. Democrat Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin could be recalled, and Elvis Presley's grandson has died. The White House is seeking to discredit Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's leading infectious disease expert, as President Trump works to marginalize him and his dire warnings about the shortcomings of the U.S. coronavirus response. In a remarkable broadside by the Trump administration against one of its own, a White House official said Sunday that several White House officials are concerned about the number of times Dr. Fauci has been wrong on things. Among them, Fauci's comments in January that the coronavirus was not a major threat, and his guidance in March that people should not be walking around with masks. In recent days, Fauci has deviated from Trump by disputing that the U.S. is doing great and by faulting the decision in some states to reopen too quickly and to sidestep the task force suggested criteria for when it's safe to loosen restrictions. In a particularly alarming prediction, Fauci said he wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. was soon adding 100,000 new cases a day, a figure that would reflect an abject failure to slow the spread. 21 people were injured after an explosion and fire on aboard a ship at the U.S. Naval Base in San Diego. According to U.S. Navy officials, 17 sailors and 4 civilians are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. All of the crew is off the ship and accounted for, according to a tweet from the U.S. Pacific Fleet Naval Surface Forces on Sunday afternoon. It's not clear what started the fire. Initial reports from the ship indicate that it started in the well deck, according to a defense official. The well deck is where small landing craft enter and exit the belly of the ship. According to San Diego Fire Chief Colin Stolwell, the ship could burn for days right down to the waterline. The ship is an amphibious assault ship, according to the U.S. Navy. There were 160 people on board when the fire started. The ship has a crew of 1,000 and it was undergoing maintenance. Coming up, our saint of the day, two popes had different names, but it turns out they were the same man. Quote of the day, teach us to give and not count the cost. St. Ignatius de Loyola. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Fathers' struggle to declare independence. John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence. This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at mikechurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Anacletus. Early books stated that the church had two popes and they had similar names, Anacletus and Cletus. In the official timeline, the church now lists both as the same man. Some historians still think they were different men. They claim that Cletus was born in Italy and became a bishop before becoming the pope. Most agree, though, that they are the same men and that Cletus was simply a nickname that Anacletus used. Anacletus is honored a saint in both the Christian Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church. They celebrate his feast day on July 13th and April 26th. He was the only pope to choose the Anacletus name and one of the only popes to adopt a nickname on the papal throne. According to early records, his papacy lasted for more than 12 years, which is longer than both Linus and Peter. Though known as Pope Saint Anacletus, the Catholic Church often calls him Pope Cletus. His name can mean one who is called back or one who has been called in ancient Greek. Most state that he was pope from 80 to 92 AD. He likely died of natural causes, but some believe that he was martyred like others. Benjamin Kehoe, he's the son of Lisa Marie Presley and the grandson of Elvis Presley. He's died, a representative for his mother said on Sunday. The family didn't say how or where Kehoe, 27, died. She is completely heartbroken, inconsolable, and beyond devastated, but trying to stay strong for her 11-year-old twins and her oldest daughter, Riley, the representative said. She adored that boy. He was the love of her life. Lisa Marie Presley is 52. She's the only child of the legendary singer and actor who died in 1977 at the age of 42. A King County, Washington Superior Court judge has approved a petition for a recall election for Democrat Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin. The Seattle Times reported that the Friday ruling over Durkin's recent handling of police brutality can proceed, allowing petitioners to start getting enough signatures to get the recall measure on the ballot. The plaintiffs behind the petition would have to collect 50,000 signatures before an election can be held. The Durkin petitioners' recall effort accuses Durkin of endangering the peace and safety of the community by allowing the police to leak false information about fabricated crimes and threats to the media and putting a citywide curfew in place without giving advance notice to the public. The petitioners also accuse the mayor of restricting certain property rights in the neighborhoods of Capitol Hill, where many protests occurred in downtown Seattle. A spokesperson for the mayor's office on Saturday rejected these claims, saying the mayor consistently has acted to protect the city's public health and safety and to respect the constitutional rights to peaceful protesters. A McDonald's customer was arrested after he allegedly bit a seagull. Yep, you heard me. After it tried to steal his meal. Hey, those are my fries. Don't touch them. The suspect reportedly attacked the bird in front of the authorities. Officers from a local unit were on patrol when they witnessed this incident in the city of Plymouth, England. The man reportedly claimed that the bird was trying to steal his McDonald's, so he grabbed it and bit it. Of course, that's what we all do. He apparently appeared to be injured as a result of that bite, but it flew away before authorities could inspect it. The suspect reportedly admitted to being under the influence of drugs. The suspect was taken into custody since seagulls are a protected species in the area. The McDonald's fan is reportedly facing up to 6 months in prison or a fine of about $6,300. I'll have fries with that. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.